This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free for you. So please enjoy those. You can get there and go and get interactive. It's been redesigned for 2015. Looks very sharp. So enjoy. freetalklive.com with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Coming up, the latest from the Uber crackdown happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where there are civil disobedience Uber drivers on the streets on a nightly basis, picking up people, taking them where they want to go, and risking...
Those bastards.
And risking tickets and potential arrest for their actions. And that's developing tonight with the grandmother lady who was ticketed the first time, receiving a second ticket over the weekend, from what I understand. And now the free Uber folks and supporters are at the city council meeting tonight, and hopefully we'll be hearing from them with an update to that story. But just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we are going to share with you Edward Snowden's tips for how to reclaim your privacy. This is a story over at TheIntercept.com. It's Micah Lee who is writing here.
Yeah, that's Glenn Greenwald's website, right?
Yeah, Glenn Greenwald is involved in this site. I don't know if he actually owns the site itself. In this case, Micah Lee is someone who works with Glenn, and he actually went to Russia into a hotel to meet with Edward Snowden. And the beginning of the article is just sort of the setup that they're in this hotel lobby and he's waiting and a little paranoid that he's being watched. And then Snowden appears. We smiled and said, good to see you. And then walked up the spiral staircase near the elevator to the room where I would be conducting the interview before we really started talking.
So why do you suppose Snowden has to be very careful about who he meets in public places or wherever in Russia? Is it because...
I don't know. Maybe the CIA will abduct him or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Eventually, Snowden, it turns out I didn't need to be quite so cautious. Later, he told me to feel free to take out my phone, which he had put into a Faraday cage prior to this.
He said Faraday bag, but okay.
So I could coordinate a rendezvous with some mutual friends who were in town. Operational security, or OPSEC, was a recurring theme across our several chats in Moscow. In most of Snowden's interviews, he speaks broadly about the importance of privacy, surveillance reform, and encryption. But he rarely has the opportunity to delve into the details and help people of all technical backgrounds understand OPSEC and begin to strengthen their own security and privacy. He and I mutually agreed that our interview would focus more on nerdy computer talk and less on politics because we're both nerds and not many of his interviews get to be like that. I believe he wanted to use our chats to promote cool projects and educate people. For example, Snowden had mentioned prior to our in-person meeting that he had tweeted about the Tor anonymity system and was surprised by how many people thought it was some big government trap. He wanted to fix those kinds of misconceptions.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Our interview, conducted over room service hamburgers, started with the basics. So the interviewer, Micah, asks, what are some operational security practices you think everyone should adopt? Useful stuff for average people. And that's what, obviously, we should focus on this show, because this isn't a tech podcast. We don't need to drill down into the nitty-gritty.
Right, the experts don't need help with the information on how to do this. And they can go and they can figure out the most high-end stuff out there that they want to do. It's the average folks that need some level of privacy. And I think most of them want it not because they care what the recipes or the pictures of the kids are, but because they just don't like the idea of the government spying on what they're looking at.
Well, encrypting all your traffic is also the patriotic thing to do, because if you're encrypting all of your shopping lists when you send them out over the internet, then the NSA has to spend their time cracking
the
that
shopping
too.
List. Yeah.
So the more stuff you encrypt, the better.
So he goes on to say here that the first step anyone could take is to encrypt their phone calls and their text messages. You can do that through the smartphone app Signal, which is what we were discussing earlier in the show tonight.
Is that what it's called now, Signal?
So they rolled into Signal. The Signal is a new app. It used to be TextSecure and Redphone. They rolled both of those apps into the same app. So now you only need to download one app, and it will protect your texting and your phone calls, in theory. He says it's free, and you can just download it immediately. And anybody you're talking to now, their communications, if it's intercepted, can't be read by adversaries. So Signal is available for iOS and Android, and unlike a lot of security tools, it's very easy to use. It's really simple. You download this app just like any other app in your Play Store or your App Store. Download it. It installs. You open it up. I think you set a password, and you're good to go. Basically, at that point, the only other thing you have to do is ensure that the other person you're talking to also has the app. You can't send an encrypted text message to someone who can't read it, so that, you know, that doesn't work. So as long as the other person has the app, the other person has to have the app for the calls or the texting to be encrypted. Otherwise, it will just bypass. So then you have to recruit your friends, basically, to also install this app. But it's free, so really there's no reason not to do it. He also recommends, next point from Edward Snowden, this is things anyone can do, you should encrypt your hard disk so that if your computer is stolen, the information isn't obtainable to an adversary. Pictures, where you live, where you work, where your kids are, where you go to school. And there's a handy guide to encrypting disks that is linked to from this article, which we will post on our Facebook and our Twitter. So those of you who want to dig into how to go about doing that, there are ways to do it and that are relatively simple. Next point, use a password manager. One of the main things that gets people's private information exposed, not necessarily to the most powerful adversaries, but to the most common ones, are data dumps. Your credentials may be revealed because some service you stopped using in 2007 gets hacked, and your password that you were using for that one site also works for your Gmail account. And, of course, if someone can get into your email account, then they will likely have access to every other thing you do online because every other website has the I forgot my password thing where you click that and then they send a new password to your email address. So for people who, if you're trying to remember a bunch of different passwords, that's not possible. That's why people have the same password on a bunch of different websites because who can remember a zillion passwords? Well, now they have apps for that. And he recommends, let's see here, he doesn't specify. So there are different ones out there. I like LastPass, but maybe that's not the best one. Maybe if you've got a recommendation, you can suggest one. So
I use LastPass too, but and LastPass will offer to let you it'll create passwords for you.
It'll generate confusing letters and numbers.
Things you
kind
could never
passwords.
Remember. And so for, websites that you might need to get on that aren't on your normal computer, then, maybe you need something else. But I heard of a trick that seems to allow for you to have a different password for every website. So, for instance, you have a series of letters and numbers that you use on a regular basis. Say you pick your favorite radio station from a child, and then you, some of the letters from the website you're visiting.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you're at Google, you take the first four letters. You take the first four letters of the website. So G-O-O-G. And on Facebook, it would be F-A-C-E. Or on Free Talk Live, it would be free. So you would just every website you would, for instance, have the radio station. What am I? W O R? What is 790? Am I right on that dial position? Anyway, and it was W O R 790 free. Would be your password, or something like that.
Well, that wouldn't be hard to figure out. If somebody found the password, they would see, oh, there's this radio station.
It wouldn't be too hard to figure out, but many times when you're talking about a data dump, you're talking about people just not having the time to enter in a whole bunch of, they're not looking for patterns, they're just looking for passwords that work. Because likely you'll be one of hundreds of people that they get information on,
so
therefore you're not that valuable. I'm just talking about ways to change. I'm not saying it's foolproof, Ian. It's not. It's not as good as having some password manager that has a different sort of randomized letters and numbers for your password.
Yeah.
But it is a good way to have a password that changes for every website.
Can you share your LastPass between different devices?
Yes. Yes, you can. There's a LastPass for your phone that you can get, and there's like a professional, or there's like the paid version for $12 a year, so it breaks down to $1 a month on that. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Ed Snowden's got another point for those of you who want to protect yourself online, and he'll share that, and you'll get it here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You join us here if you want. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at username lrn.fm. TheIntercept.com with the latest from Edward Snowden. We're going to continue with his recommendations on how to protect yourself online. The basics that anybody can do if they put a little bit of effort in, a little bit of time, and learning how to do some of these things. Some, it takes very, very little effort. You got to do it. You got to take the time. It takes me 5 minutes. Download Signal, install that. Easy. Encrypting your disk might take a little bit longer, but there's a step-by-step guides for that, and as long as you follow the guides, you'll be good to go. Brave New Books has been around since 2006, and they specialize in books on libertarianism, anarchism, economics, conspiracy, natural health, survival, and more. It's all the good stuff that the government doesn't want you to read. They carry amazing health products. They've got water filtration products. And Brave New Books is a place in real life, too. Mark, you and I had
the pleasure. Yeah, we've been there. It's been awesome.
We had the pleasure of going there in Austin, Texas. They're located on Guadalupe Street, 1904 Guadalupe Street. So if you're in the Austin area, you can physically go there. But for the rest of you, you can go to BraveNewBookstore.com. It's owned and operated by liberty activist John Bush and Catherine Bleich, both of whom we've had on this show many times, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival to the Liberty Forum to just here in our Keene studios. As a matter of fact, they were most recently here on their unschooling tour where they took over the unschool bus and – or no, it was the Bitcoin tour, the Bitcoin bus tour. That's what it was. They took the unschool bus over from New Hampshire, turned it into the Bitcoin bus, and then drove it back down to Austin on a road trip. So that was the last time they were in our studio. And it was shortly after that they actually purchased the Brave New Bookstore from its previous owner. And now they are in full operation and keeping things going. I'm really excited to have them on board as a sponsor here on Free Talk Live.
I hear they have really great water filtration equipment there, too.
Yeah, they got all that stuff as well. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com. They're helping spread liberty and truth, and you can help them and get some great books and other products as well. BraveNewBookstore.com. We go to Daryl W. Perry. He's calling on Skype from Portsmouth. Hey, Daryl.
So the city council just voted, I believe it was 10-2, to move forward.
Uh-oh. And we have lost Daryl. It appears that the
about the
internet.
Most inopportune opportunity. Like, I don't know what.
With
hold on, Daryl.
The Transportation Commission out here have a look at some recommendations that were made by Uber.
Okay. Hello? Yeah, we've got you. There was a serious delay for a moment there, and I don't know how live we are with one another. I'm not sure how long it's taking our audio to reach you, but go ahead. You're saying they're voting to allow a committee to consider some suggestions from Uber?
Yes. So Uber has made apparently three suggestions, and so the motion that was made and adopted would allow the transportation committee out here to look at those three and then bring them forward to the full city council separately. That way they would wind up voting on each of the recommendations separately, which I think might actually wind up being a good thing. I believe they're going to have the next city council meeting on this on December the 7th. So it would be the first Monday in December is the next time the council would actually take this up.
So until that time, Uber driving is illegal in Portsmouth, right?
That is my understanding, based on things that were said, is currently it is illegal for anyone to operate as a rideshare. And, well, not necessarily to operate as a rideshare. To operate as a rideshare without jumping through all of the current regulations that exist.
Which
and
prevents
one of the city councilors.
Yeah, I was going to say
one of the
current
city councilors.
Okay, go ahead.
Was talking about one of the existing regulations about requiring people to get the state done background check. He said, "Wait a second, we don't require background checks for limo drivers, bus drivers, for people that do like the water." Boat, whatever sort of things. The horse and buggy drivers don't need these background checks. The only people in Portsmouth that require these background checks are government employees, employees of taxi companies, and now employees or independent contractors of the rideshare companies. And he actually suggested getting rid of the background checks completely.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, nice.
So what were the suggestions from Uber? What do they want to see changed?
The background check was one of them. The insurance requirement was another, and I forget what the third was.
Well, I know that Uber requires insurance, so I imagine they just wanted to tweak the language there because I can't imagine they
right.
would.
The city wants the rideshare company to have a commercial insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
So that then Uber, in essence, would be insuring all of the drivers instead of the drivers insuring themselves.
It's my understanding that both is the case, that Uber requires a driver to have their own insurance on their vehicle, but also, you know, covering themselves for accidents, et cetera.
There was some kind of discussion about that, and I was not taking notes, so
yeah.
It's
my understanding Uber also has like a $1 million commercial and level insurance policy that covers all of their drivers while they are driving for Uber. So while they're accepting rides,
I think what the city is wanting to require is that it would cover the person before they pick someone up, and it would cover them until the end of their shift, if you will. So like.
Of course, Uber doesn't have shifts, and Daryl, you're cutting out again. Maybe a bad
connection.
Anytime
you're in the vehicle, it would cover you, not simply while you have someone in the vehicle with you.
Gotcha. So I'm glad to hear that they're voting at least to have the committee hear it. That's, you know, a step in the right direction. Obviously, it's going to be a process here. Usually these committees, they hear things, and then they might put it on more time, so they might drag it out, or maybe they'll hear it relatively quickly.
Based on what they were...
Uh-oh.
On Wednesday of this week, it will come before the City Council December 7th for the first reading, and then I think from there it would go to a second reading, and it might wind up getting done before the end of the year, but don't know how likely that's going to be.
I thought it was interesting. The Republican candidate Rand Paul took the illegal Uber taxi ride. The illegal Uber
ride. It actually
ride.
Wasn't an Uber ride. He was just given that ride courtesy of Christopher David, who is the head civil disobedient, but he is not currently driving for Uber because he's on bail conditions.
I see.
So that was not an Uber ride, but he was driven somewhere
by. It looked
a
lot like an Uber ride.
Christopher David, who formerly was an Uber driver. Now, what's the turnout like there, Daryl? I was watching some of your live stream earlier on your Bambuser channel, and it looked pretty dead in that city council chamber.
There was a fair number of people, I would say a couple dozen. They were all sitting to the far left side of the room, so they were not within camera shot.
Gotcha. And there was protests outside. If there's more you want to share, you can hang. Otherwise, thanks for the call and the update. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That's Daryl W. Perry, presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party and co-host of Free Talk Live. We'll continue with Edward Snowden. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. You can join us also on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
Let's go back to Edward Snowden. Not that we have him on the line, but there's an interview with him over at TheIntercept.com from Micah Lee. He's giving some recommendations on how to keep yourself more private on the internet. Just a quick recap for you. He recommends Signal as an app that you can download to just easily increase your privacy online. It actually makes your text messages and your phone calls private if the other person has Signal, and it's a free app, so there's no reason not to get it. He also suggests a password manager like KeePassX or LastPass, for instance. He specifically does not give those recommendations, but he does recommend a password manager. So some sort of thing where you can type in a master password, and then that gives you access to a myriad of passwords for all of your websites, so you don't have to remember anything but that one master password anymore. Talk about a really useful thing.
But you want,
with
something like that, you would want a very serious password, not something that's a few letters and numbers tossed together. You're going to want something that's a passphrase, because it can be brute forced.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the more complicated the password you can remember, the better off you are. But you also don't want to forget your master password, so there's a balancing act
involved
in that.
Most people can quote a book or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't try to do the first full stanza of The Raven, but...
Well, they also say that it's important to have...
a midnight dreary.
They also say that it's important to have numbers and other characters in a password, if possible, as well, not just words, because if you want to brute force if it's just words, and doesn't that present a problem? Isn't it important to have, like, you know, periods or exclamations or tildes and things like that in a password?
I recommend zeros for O's and threes for E's, and that ought to satisfy just about every criteria.
Let's continue here. He also recommends encrypting one's hard disk, and his final simple recommendation for people, this is recommendations for anyone out there, he says two-factor authentication. He says the value of this is if someone does steal your password or if it's left exposed somewhere, two-factor authentication allows the provider to send you a secondary means of authentication, a text message or something like that. And then the editor here at The Intercept adds, if you enable two-factor authentication, the attacker needs both your password as the first factor and a physical device like your phone as your second factor to log into your account. Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, Dropbox, many other sites are offering two-factor authentication today.
Actually, he can either have access to your password and your device or your password in your Gmail account, because that's usually, at least that's where blockchain.info sends the two-factor authentication token.
Yeah, well, some of them do it via text message, some do it via email. You're right about that.
Oh, okay.
So it just depends on the setup that you have. Now, of course, if someone steals your phone, and then they've got access, right? So if you don't have a password on your phone and someone takes your phone, then they've got access to your email, and so therefore anything with two-factor authentication they'll be able to bypass if the second factor is a text message, because then they'll get your text messages as well. Mm.
A safe assumption is if you don't have to enter data into the phone to make your connection, then anybody else who has that phone can make that same connection. If you encrypt your hard drive, then you have to be standing there to type in a password when it boots, or it won't.
And the phone, it doesn't take a lot of effort to put a password on your phone.
Or a swipe.
The swipe is a version of a password. You're talking about the thing where you do a little pattern with your thumb. That's easy to watch someone do those.
Sure it is.
So if you're going to be doing a swipe, you may want to conceal your phone when people are eyeballing you. But having that password on your phone is going to keep somebody out in the event that you leave it somewhere, and that happens. I mean, it's not hard to misplace a phone. So if you're not password protecting your phone, then basically...
I've got yours right now.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you know my password?
I know you have the swipey thing.
Nope, I don't have that, so you really don't know much about my phone at all, do you?
You had it once.
Long time ago. Maybe I first got one of those phones.
I really care less about
it. Let's go to Straight Razor in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Straight Razor.
Hello, gentlemen. So I guess I'm living up to all the expectations of police breaking the law because I am now an illegal Lyft driver here in Texas.
Oh. Now, is it illegal across Texas or is it illegal in the town in which you are?
It is illegal because I have not purchased permission from the state to do it.
You have to get a state permit to be a rideshare provider?
In the city of Dallas, yes. You have to have a permit for you, your vehicle, and also a separate permit for the airport.
Wow. So what happens if you don't have the permit?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting to find out. But I still deliver people to the airport and pick people up, and I haven't had a problem yet. So,
how long have you been at it?
I've only been at it for 4 days now. So... ironically, I got pulled over my second day and questioned by my former department, which was.
Do you have one of those pink mustaches on the front of your car?
I do not. I got pulled over by my former department. They said that my plates and my insurance didn't match, which was baloney. And then all of a sudden, after that happened, I got a message from Uber saying that they were having problems processing my background check because of the county. Basically, they said the county was having trouble processing my background check. So I don't know if those are like...
So Lyft was able to process your background check, but Uber was not?
Yeah, so I was able to process through Lyft, and then I started driving for Lyft and got pulled over. And then all of a sudden I started having problems with my background check with Uber. They said that the county was having troubles processing my background check.
Wonder what that means.
I have no idea.
You've been black flagged.
Probably because everybody knows who I am at this point. So it's been interesting.
Have there been news stories in Dallas of people who are running rideshare? I mean, they're driving as rideshares. Are they being targeted? Is there any evidence of that happening?
I haven't seen anything about it. I mean, Dallas is a fairly terrible department, so they're too busy putting people in jail for drugs than to pay attention to everybody driving around. But I have heard that the airport is notorious for giving the Uber and Lyft drivers tickets. So
I believe it. Well, when you get
the airports where they where it's crunch time as far as taxi cabs go, that's where they truly want to protect.
That's their territory, for
yeah.
sure. So look out there, Straight Razor. Hopefully you've got a dash cam or something like that that can help protect you in the instance of some crazy cabbie coming at you or the police possibly trying to aggress against you.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, man. Let us know if you got any stories you want to share, and thanks for your call tonight.
When I was between radio gigs for a couple of months, actually a station that I had worked for was changing hands, and I ended up going back to the same station. But, you know, for that couple of months, there was no paycheck coming in, and it might have been a few weeks. I'm not entirely sure what the period of time was, but I went and drove cab for a while. It's a nice way to sort of bridge the gap between jobs.
Yeah, and one of the nice things about Uber and Lyft is you're basically an independent contractor, so you can work whenever you want. There's not a set schedule that you got to show up at. If you've got time, you want to go and do some work, you sign into the app, and they start sending you rides. So that's how
just
easy it is. I haven't actually tried it yet because it's not turned on here in Keene, but I did go through the process. I wanted to see what it was like. How hard was it to become an Uber driver? And it was a relatively simple thing to do.
Especially with the culture you have.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear both of you. What?
Do you want to go out and drive in Portsmouth some night? I'll ride shotgun.
I'd be curious to do that perhaps, but I don't really see any plan to go over there immediately. I've got a lot to do here in Keene, but hopefully they'll turn it on here in Keene, and I'd love to do it here and, you know, get some drunk college kids a ride home or something like that.
They can walk.
Yeah, that's true. It's a small town, so I don't know how effective it would be. Anyway, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, but I suspect Portsmouth isn't that large either. So you can bring up anything you want. They've targeted a grandmother for driving for Uber. We'll share that with you. Plus, more from Edward Snowden.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We got more from Edward Snowden. He's got opinions about privacy and what you can do to be more private, steps that you can take from TheIntercept.com. We'll continue with that. Also in the studio, you've got Ian. Oh, sorry, Rich. Let's try that one more time.
Rich Paul. Excellent. I cannot be silenced.
And Mark.
Also, I want you to know, toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username's lrn.fm. So Ed Snowden meeting in a Russian hotel room with a man from TheIntercept.com, Micah Lee. And apparently they've been talking for a long time, since back in 2013 when the Snowden revelations were published by Lee's, I guess his co-conspirator, Glenn Greenwald. Both Lee and Greenwald are working over at TheIntercept.com. Anyway, Snowden goes through a few basics on what you can do to protect yourself. Download the Signal app for iOS and Android to encrypt your text messaging and your phone calls, at least to anyone else that has the Signal app, to encrypt your disk, to use a password manager service like LastPass or KeePass X or one of the other competitors out there. I don't know which one's the best there. So, and Snowden's not making specific recommendations. The recommendations here are being given by the Intercept author in parentheses. So there's what Snowden says, and then the Intercept guy's adding a little bit to it.
Okay.
And then finally, two-factor authentication is an extra way to protect the most important accounts that you have, where they'll send you a text message or something like that, in addition to you entering your password, just to make sure that you are who you claim to be. So back to the story here from Michael Lee at TheIntercept.com. We should armor ourselves using systems we can rely on every day. This doesn't need to be an extraordinary lifestyle change. It doesn't have to be something that's disruptive. It should be invisible. It should be atmospheric. It should be something that happens painlessly, effortlessly. That's why I like apps like Signal, because they're low friction. It doesn't require you to reorder your life. And PGP is kind of like that. PGP is a little higher friction than Signal. Of course, PGP is also probably the best form of encryption out there.
Send emails via PGP, but I can't say that I'm thrilled with it. There are easier ways to send emails.
It doesn't require you to reorder your life or change your method of communications. You can use it right now to talk to your friends. So Lee asks Snowden, what do you think about Tor? Do you think that everyone should be familiar with it, or do you think that it's only a use-it-if-you-need-it thing? Snowden's response. I think Tor, which, by the way, stands for the Onion Router, Tor is an anonymizing system for the Internet. Some question whether it's really, truly protecting people out there or if it's, you know, like a government backdoor, because the government originally actually designed Tor, and then, as I understand it, and then it's since then
been the Department of the Navy, but it's, and it, is, it gets used by the government today. But the difficulty is that, you know, I don't know who's surfing on Tor when I'm surfing on Tor in the same way they don't either.
So Snowden says, I think Tor is the most important privacy-enhancing technology project being used today. Now, that's a pretty big endorsement when Edward Snowden, who, by the way, do you remember when he signed up for Twitter this year a few months ago?
Oh, yeah, it was a big deal.
Edward Snowden signed up for Twitter and, like, received 1 million followers within 24 hours. It was the most... I guess the most rocket-like rise in
a big Twitter deal
in Twittering out there. Anyway, so Snowden's saying that Tor is the most important privacy-enhancing technology project today. He says, I use Tor personally all the time. We know it works from at least one anecdotal case that's fairly familiar to most people at this point. And that's not to say that Tor is bulletproof. What Tor does is it provides a measure of security and allows you to disassociate your physical location. But the basic idea, the concept of Tor that is so valuable, is that it's run by volunteers. Anyone can create a new node on the network, whether it's an entry node, a middle router, or an exit point, on the basis of their willingness to accept some risk. The voluntary nature of this network means that it is survivable, resistant, and it's flexible. So that's what Snowden thinks about Tor. The author adds that Tor browser is a great way to selectively use Tor to look something up and not leave a trace that you did it. It can also help bypass censorship when you're on a network where certain sites are blocked. And if you want to get more involved, you can volunteer to run your own Tor node, as I do, and support the diversity of the Tor network. He's saying he runs the node. I don't run a Tor node.
Why
you do have to have some fair amount of bandwidth in order to run a Tor node, as I understand it. And if you're running an exit node, then you are taking on some pretty severe risk, because the exit node is the place where... So Tor allows you to visit what are called hidden sites, which means that you can go to these Tor-only sites. They're called .onion sites. So they all end in .onion, as in the onion router. And these are sites that are inaccessible through the regular Internet. So you have to have Tor to get to those sites. But Tor will also allow you to access the regular Internet. And so when you...
Just slowly.
Yeah, it's faster now than it's ever been, actually. Okay. But if you access the regular Internet through Tor, then... So when you're going on Tor, you're sort of bouncing around these various different locations. They're peeling back layers of the onion, so to speak, and your communications are obscured amongst all these bounces, if you will, these point-to-point routings of your data. And at some point, if you're going to the full-on Internet, then all of that your signal has to come out of Tor at some point. And that is what the exit node is. That is where, and there are multiple exit nodes all around the globe. So at some, you know, your signal picks one of those exit nodes, Tor, whatever, from whatever mathematical reason, chooses one of the exit nodes, and then your request goes out to that site from the exit node. So there was a story not too long ago here in New Hampshire about the Tor exit node located at a library in, I think, the Lebanon area of New Hampshire. And so that library... Well, it's smart for the library to be the exit node because the federal government isn't going to be able to arrest anybody for running the library's exit node if somebody, let's say, goes on Tor and then downloads bomb-making plans or, you know, something else that's illegal through, and I don't know if bomb-making plans are illegal in the United States, but, you know, what you get my point, child pornography or whatever else people aren't supposed to download. Then it would look like the library was going out and doing those things. So if you run a Tor exit node on your personal internet connection and somebody does naughty things on Tor and that happens to go out over your internet connection, they're going to come to you. You're going to be, it's your house that's going to get that search warrant. So anybody that's running a Tor exit node, you're getting all kinds of questionable traffic coming through your internet connection at that point.
What is the argument for, private internet surfing when child pornography is on the table? I mean, what's the argument that they make at this library that says we need to have a Tor, node? Because that way all the perverts in the immediate vicinity can drive here and download their child porn.
No, they wouldn't be driving there. The exit node has data from all around the internet.
Okay.
So I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Whether you made it clear or not doesn't mean that I can hear. As I hear child porn and everything shuts down, right? Yep. So I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, I mean, if child porn is such a bad thing, then they should shut down the entire internet, right? I mean, the reason that Tor is a good thing is because it protects all kinds of communications, whether it's people trying to communicate beneath the government's radar for some reason. Let's say there's a totalitarian state that is cracking down on communications within that state, and someone needs to get the word out about what's going on, then they could use Tor to protect themselves. That's kind of a classic example of
my assumption. The trade-off is always the same. If you're protecting people's ability to break bad laws, you also do break. You can also protect people's ability to break good laws. But to me, it's vital for the future security of the people of the country that we be able to evade detection by our government.
If it wasn't for Tor, there would have been no Ed Snowden, right? I mean, essentially whistleblowers are protected, people who are reporting on giving us the voters more information about what our government is doing. Those people are being protected by the Onion Router, and I think that that's as good of a reason as any. The other thing I think about is that if I were a child pornography consumer, that my assumption would be that everybody that you're talking to out there is a fed, is some kind of is cop. So I can't even imagine how these people get what they get. There's no one to trust on the internet. It's a sort of place where you're going to go to jail. You're going to go like Jared. You're going to jail.
If you look at the darknet markets where there's drugs being sold basically openly on these the Tor sites, these darknet market sites.
Full of feds too.
Yeah, but you don't have to. But it's very unlikely the feds are selling the drugs. It has happened, but of the thousands of dealers they have on those sites, most of them are probably not federal agents, especially if they actually deliver on their promise of selling you whatever it is that you're looking to buy.
The difference is with drugs, they're not much looking to prosecute the buyer. With kiddie porn, that's not true.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and our number 3 is on the way. You can talk privacy or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.